Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Now they're scared. Because we thought we had done away with it. But let me tell you, you better be careful. Those that you thought you buried will come up again. They couldn't kiss him because they didn't know what he was going to do. He's in charge. Pharaoh, he told him, put everybody out the room. And then he said, I'm Joseph. I'm your brother. Let me tell you, I'm getting about done here. Let me just tell you, people are not done because you think they're done. It's not over because you said it's over. Joseph says, I'm your brother, but look at what God has done. I'm the grain holder. you didn't think you needed me, did you? But I come to tell you, you can possibly this afternoon need those who you dismissed this morning. You need to put your dismissal card back in your purse. When you get to the garbage can, throw it away. Because you could need those who you've dismissed. Well, you got to know the hand of the grain holder. Joseph says, I ain't mad at you because God has sent me here to preserve your life. It's fascinating to me how Joseph, even amidst all the pain, the years of wandering and separation, could still say, God sent me to preserve your life. They thought they threw him away, but God raised him up and gave him authority. And this is a warning to us today on this Family and Friends Day. Go back and renew those relationships. Go back and mend back those who have been separated. The hand of the grain holder teaches us that God can place the provisions of our lives in the hands of those who we've once overlooked, the ones we've dismissed and mistreated. And today God uses them not only to bless your day, but also to bless your tomorrow. Yeah, don't let pride keep you from bringing that relationship back. Don't let arrogance keep you from knowing that God wants to restore your life and their relationship. Therefore, I come to tell you today, you need with humility to speak to those who have been marginalized, those who have been turned away, for God wants to work through the grain holder. And Joseph held, thank God for Joseph, who said, I'm not angry with you, but God has worked in my life. And if there's anybody here that would testify today that God is still working and reminding us that we need to be careful how we treat one another. We need to be mindful, no matter how long the hurt has been, the power of God is greater than any calamity in your life. The strong may be needed, but God will supply all of our needs. I come to tell you that God is still in control. God is still able to heal, and God is still able to forgive. God is still able to pick you up, and God is still able to turn you around. God is still able to bring you back. God is still able to bring that boy back home, and God is still able to restore the broken relationships. If we are going to get together, you've got to know that God is the grain holder. Yeah, and I like Joseph because it seems that he's a type of Christ. You know, Joseph had what his brothers needed, and I come to tell you, God has what we need. He is our grain holder. I come to tell you, he's bread in a starving land. He's my grain holder. I come to tell you, he's water in dry places. He is my grain holder. I come to tell you, he will feed you with manna from on high. And every now and then I tell him, bread of heaven, oh, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. He is my grain holder. Whatever I need, God's got it. Whatever you need, God's got it. Have I got a witness? If you need peace, he's my grain holder. If you need more love, he's my grain holder. I want to know, have you tried him? Is there anybody here that love my Jesus? Anybody here that love my Lord? Have you tried him? Ain't he all right? Have you tried him in the morning? Have you tried him in the noonday hour? And way over in the midnight hour, he will, oh yeah, he'll work it out. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he work it out? Yeah, my grain holder. Well, why do you say he's your grain holder? Because one Friday, out on Calvary, they laid him on a rugged cross. They nailed his hands, spiked his feet, hung him high, stretched him wide, hung his head. Oh, he died. But that's not the end of the story. Laid him in a borrowed grave all night, Friday night, all night, Saturday night. But early Sunday morning, he rose. Yes, he rose. He rose. Yeah, he rose with all power in his hand. Made it possible for us to get together. For even though years have kept us apart, circumstances, Satan messed up minds. But let me tell you, there is a God. I said there is a God who rules I wish I had one more witness here. From above with a handful of power and a heart, oh, bless his name, full of love. And if I'm right, he'll fight my battle. Oh, bless his name. And I shall get home someday. I'll get home because I know the hand of the grain holder. I know God's hands in human affairs. And I know the hold of grace on the harmed, those that have been wounded. Listen, you can recover.
That's good.
You don't have to wait on the other person. Step out. The potter wants to put us. The potter wants to put us back together again. Just in case you've been broken, the potter wants to put you back. I'm going to wait on him. Believers, I may be talking to you today. And that's somebody whom you walked over behind some incident of yesterday. You don't know when you're going to need whoever you're going to need. You may take your own baths today, but you don't know who's going to have to bathe you tomorrow. I've seen people think they pull themselves up, and it doesn't matter how much money you, there's some things money can't buy. Am I right there? Let's get together again. Now, what is it going to take? It's going to take grace to hold you when you've been harmed. Let grace have its perfect work through you. Through you. Look for the hand of God to speak to your life. I trust in God wherever I may be, on land or on the rolling sea. Oh, come what may, from day today, my heavenly Father watches over.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to The Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
All right, we're back with the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. Let's begin today with a special birthday for my dear friend, Miss Lula Harris. She celebrates her birthday today. She's 39 today. My goodness, she's got children older than that. I don't know how she worked that out. But anyway, that's our very own Tanya Riley's mother. Happy birthday to you, Miss Lula Harris. Okay, Did you know that today is National Drive-Through Day? And honestly, there's some times when you don't have the energy to cook. Well, National Drive-Through Day is a great time to take a shortcut without feeling guilty. It's National Drive-Through Day today. All right, we're going to take a look at some things that's happening. The Encounter, the youth gathering, starts tonight at 6:30 at